Let's go to a message today. How can I take my Christian life? I'd appreciate you listening. You've got up. You made it here. You could have slept somewhere else. Amen. Come on. May as well wake up. I know it's a little warm. It's okay. Very important message. I want to get my life somewhere else. I want to push it forward. If that's your thinking, I want to grow. I want to have a better life. I want to think better. I want to make better decisions. I want my family to be better. I want my, you know, whatever it is, my business, anything. Today is the key message. Okay? A high place, taking it to another level. What can I do to best help myself? What can I do to best help myself as a believer? Y'all listening to me? Not saying it's going to be easy, but this is the answer. If you'd ask me, what's the one thing in your life, Gary Clark? I know you're a Christian. You've accepted Christ. What's the one thing that's helped you in your life, that's helped you make decisions or helped you get you through mess in your life or struggles, whatever they might be, or successes? It's what I'm going to talk about today. You listening? Yes or no? The number one thing. Okay? Talk about how can I take my life to another level? How can I push me higher? Here we go. Come on. A high place. Taking it to another level. Let's go. Now, Jesus took it to another level. We're in the book of Hebrews. Say Hebrews with me. Hebrews. In the book of Hebrews. You see this all through the Bible, but right in the book of Hebrews, Jesus took it to another level. We see in Hebrews chapter 1 where Jesus came from. Incredible, 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 incredible. And then it says, looking unto the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he came down to us. It's incredible. He endured the cross. And now he's seated at the right hand of God the Father. He rose from the dead. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father. Jesus Christ was so high, but he took it to another level, in my view, when he humbled himself as God, became a man to die for you and me. Did I lose you? Boy, that's some pressing on right there. Amen? It's incredible what he did. So he took it to another level in another way. We talked about this last week. He came down to us just quickly. He was made low for me. He was tempted for me. Do we ever think of that? Say, can you imagine being God and coming down here and having one of your creations get in your face and spit in your face? Oh, are you kidding me? Say! But he did that. He was tempted for me. Of the devil, we don't know the temptations that Jesus suffered. We just know this, he was tempted in all points just like you and me. Now that ought to just blow our mind right there, because I've had some crazy temptations. How about you people? Say. The Bible says he was in all points tempted just like me, yet without what? Sin. So he was tempted for me. You talk about taking it to another level. He learned obedience through his what? For me. And it's funny how suffering can be the best teacher for you and I as well. And we can learn obedience through suffering. That's where a lot of us quit. Amen. Say. He didn't quit. He shed his own blood for me. Say that last part with me. He won the what? Victory for me. Amen. So, we saw that last week. Now we're going to talk about you and me. How can I take it to another level? What's the greatest thing I can do? God's Word. Say that with me. God's Word. And don't get bored when I say that. God's Word. Say it louder. God's Word. Let's talk about it today. It's our instruction. If I'm going to get to a higher place, this is the thing that's going to get me there. And it's the thing that's got me there in my life. I can tell you. I mean, I would say that right now. Raise your hand. Come on. It is the Word of God that's helped change your whole life. And the teaching of the Word of God. When your life would be going off a cliff, and thank God for the book. Amen. Say. Come on. God's Word, our instruction. Let's look from the book of Hebrews. For the Word, boy, this is a verse you ought to memorize. You ought to get this down. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper. It's pretty good stuff, ain't it? Than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of my heart. Wow. This thing's dynamite. This Bible that I don't understand. This Bible that I don't read. It's God's voice to you. Did you hear me? Well, if I could just hear from God, well, I got to pray to God, give me my answer. A lot of times that answer's sitting right there. You hearing me? Yes or no? That answer's right there. You'd be surprised the number of people that come to me for counseling. And I just got this thing, Pastor, and I just need this thing, and I need your advice on this thing. And they come see me. Listen, they come see me, and I can't believe it's not because I got great wisdom. It's just as plain as the nose on your face in the Bible. Y'all hear me or not? You can take your life to another level by God's Word. This verse isn't blowing smoke here. There's something about the Word of God that gets in on inside. And here's what's beautiful about it is the Holy Spirit, the living God, takes it and makes it unique for you. Your unique situation doesn't change the Word. It's the Holy Spirit that helps you with the Word that helps you in your situation to get you from point A to point B to point C. Understand? Let's talk about it. Let's break that verse down. It says all these big words that came out. It says that the Word is quick, living and active. The Word is living and active. Let's keep moving. It says it's powerful. It's mighty. Who wouldn't want that? Say. It penetrates my life. The Word of God penetrates Gary. Man, I've argued with the Word. I've read it, didn't understand something. It's amazing how, but later I might read it again and I'll get clarification. It was just what I needed for my life at the right time. Are y'all hearing me or not? That's why Fellowship Church, why do we preach the Word? Why would we do anything else? It's that book that tells us about our Savior. Tells us about us. Tells us about creation. I mean, right out of the gate, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Oh, no, no, we evolved. It was a big bang. Listen, guys, right out of the gate, verse 1. You talk about how incredible is that for your life. How incredible is that for your life. How much value you have to know Psalm 139, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Back to Genesis 1, God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. So God created man in His own image, in His own likeness created He, Him. Does that make you... I have a connection to God. Do you understand? The Word of God. It's mighty. It's sharper. Man, a friend can say something to you and that's great. But I'm telling you something. When it's a thus says the Lord from the Word of God, I'm going to tell you something. It cuts like a knife. You listening or not? A double-edged sword that cuts. And that cutting's not bad. If you got cancer, you want it cut out, right? Say. You got infection, you want somebody. Can you get that? Can you take care of that, please? Help me here. The Word of God does that. It cuts. Double-edged sword. Divides. It reaches, say this part with me, the what? Of a person. That's why, guys, I could get up here and tell you funny stories from Carolina and all that kind of good stuff, and I could, you know, hee-haw, make you laugh, ha-ha, hoo-hee. You need something that's going to cut on the inside of you. Okay? You need that when you come to church. You need to hear the Word. Y'all listening? Need it more than just from me. But on services here, we need something that's going to reach on inside of us. Amen? Why? Because I need that. I need this. It's not just you. It divides. We're a mixture of emotions, both spiritual and natural, good and bad. That Word of God is alive. It's quick. It's powerful. It's sharp. It divides. And it knows just where to penetrate my life. It's crazy. And it's like medicine. A lot of times you take medicine, it doesn't do the trick right away. But you read that Word, and you get that Word in you, It's amazing what healing it has, what direction it'll have in your life. I don't know exactly when it's going to come, but it'll be there and you can call it forth. The Spirit helps you. You understand if I'm going kooky on you? Just telling you. It's a discerner. The Word of God judges my what? And the intents of my heart. The Bible says the heart is desperately wicked. Who can what? Know it. I can't even know my heart. Our heart chases crazy things, don't it? Say. Woo, it does. Yeah, it does. Like a bird dog sometimes. That old crazy heart of ours. We can't even know it, but the Bible says that the Word of God can judge the thoughts and even the intents of our heart. Things we don't even know about ourselves, the Word of God can make clear to us. Have I just bored you to tears today? Oh, I'm making the case for the Bible. I hope some of you will listen today. It's incredible. If you want to go to another place, you see so many people making the same mistake time and time again. When will they get it? The question is when will we get it? You know? Come on. God has a better place for us. Now, it's easy just to get in a Friday night prayer service and just hoop and holler and think God's going to fix everything. I don't believe that, by the way. The jumping up and down and the hooping and the hollering, yeah, now I'm all good. No, I think you're going to have to take some effort. You got to put the Word of God in you. And the Holy Spirit's going to work. You hear me, yes or no? Oh, and you'll be jumping up and down. You'll be jumping up and down when all the stuff hits the fan and you make it. Yeah, I made it. Woo! That's kind of jumping I like. Amen? I tell you what, we persevered now. And stayed steady on this building. Debt free or what? Die. When we went to Rotunda years ago, that was one of the questions they asked me. What does die mean? They asked me that. And they said they didn't like that. We don't like that debt free or die. Well, that's something we use like in ball or something, you know. What that means, right, Jesse? We're going to make it if it kills us. Is that what it means? Say. Doesn't mean we're quitters. But I'll be honest with you, man. We stayed steady. And God's faithful. God says that in His Word. Now, if we do something stupid, He's not going to put His rubber stamp on stupidity. But if we want to not have debt, is that a good thing? Absolutely. If we want to do a quality job, and we're willing to get in there and get our hands dirty ourselves and work hard and do whatever it takes, I believe God will honor that. But that got tested in my life. I was like you. But it's just, I tell you, the hooping and hollering, I tell you what, you know, to see us this close, it's pretty exciting, amen? But the Bible says, owe no man anything but to what? To love him. You won't meet anybody in life unless he's the guy who has the money wanting you to borrow it. You won't meet too many people in life, along your life, that won't say doing it debt-free and no matter what you're doing is the right way. Amen? So the point is, where did we get a crazy idea like that? From God's what? From God's Word. Would debt-free be best for your life, your personal life? Yes or no? Yeah, sure it would. Had a kid go to lunch with me. You hear us this week, son? You're 19. Where are you? You ain't here. Good. Let's talk about him. Here we go. Kid went to lunch. I told him. I said, we're going to tell you mass this week. Went to lunch with me. He's got a car that runs fine. But he wants to go get another vehicle. So he can establish his credit. Well, they're charging $300. And I gave him a point blank story how I bought the same vehicle a few years ago. Not the exact. It was the same type. For $4,000 less. With cash. And you might argue with me. I think that's a better approach. Amen. Save your money. Wait till you got the money, and then you go buy that. Why? Because you already have a car, fool. Now, if you can just go buy it and you got a good investment, they're good. Buy 5 of them, 10 of them. Doesn't bother me if it's a good investment. Amen. Say. But just to establish your credit, and you might fuss with me later. You may as well just stay away from me. Okay? There's ways to establish your credit without getting something you don't need. Yes or no? Say. I got off on a tangent. Let's go back. Just trying to show you God's Word works. Amen. Say. How many would rather be totally debt-free? Let me see your hand.
in the building today. There you go. So, we won. Here we go.
Let's go. Do you want to take it to a higher level? We've been talking about the Word, but there's some things I found inside the book of Hebrews I'd like to show you today from some scriptures. Do you want to take your life to a higher level? Do you want to take your life to a higher level? If you want to take your life to a higher level, this is how you do it. It's God's Word. The number one way every day to take your life to a higher level. There is no close number one answer. That is the number one answer. God's Word in me. Amen? In my spirit, in my brain, in my actions. Want to take it to another level? Want to go to a high place? Here we go. Number one. Here we go. Say that out loud with me. Come on. I will read God's Word, not disregard God's Word. Let's see what it says. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we've heard, lest at any time we should let them what? Slip. For if the Word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and obedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him? God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to His own will. Listen. God's Word was good for angels. It was good for the prophets. It was good for Jesus. But I don't need it. Number one, I will not disregard God's Word. I will read God's Word. I will not disregard God's Word. If I want to get to a higher place, I have to nail this to the wall. Y'all hearing me? That's number one. Number two, say it with me. Come on. I will believe God's Word, not doubt God's Word. Now, that's if you want to get to a higher level. If you want to keep Mickey Mousing around in your Christian life. And yeah, but didn't get far in my view. Listen, believe God's Word and not what? Doubt it. I don't understand God's Word. I'm like you many times, don't understand things. But, you know, one thing I put to rest a long time ago. Is this really true? Is this really what God said? Well, this sounds like it might be an error. I never think that way. Period. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? And you might call me narrow-minded. Good, I am. Good, thank you. You got me right. I am very narrow-minded on the Word of God. I believe every word over you any day, period. Over any scientist, over anybody, period. Are y'all listening? And that's over a lot of preachers. I believe His Word over some mess I hear come out of their mouth that ain't in that book. And something you make up. Are you kidding me? Don't believe you. I don't believe. Well, God told me. Well, I don't think so because it says something different right here. And you can hate my guts if you want to. But that's where I'm at. You understand? That might not be where you at. My strong advice to you would be, get there. You listening or not? Say. We had a radio. We started a radio station with Dr. Lindo. He's sitting right here in the middle. Years ago. Over 25 years ago, right, Doctor? It's been toil and labor, ain't it, Chief? Our number one objective with that radio station is to preach God's Word. Amen? Say. If we didn't believe God's Word, would we do that crazy stuff? Yes or no? Now, recently, the antenna. We have a tower that's almost 300 feet tall. We have an antenna that sits on top. That antenna, the installation of that new antenna runs about $30,000. Okay? All right? Now, it's summertime. Okay? But God's still faithful, right, preacher? But we believe in what we're doing so much that there's another antenna that's temporary that's been put up there so we can fix the other antenna because we don't believe that Word of God should not be preached right now. You listening or not? Cost us more money, $200 an hour to do this stuff. This is insanity. We believe in getting the Word of God out at Fellowship Church. Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. It's worthy of praise to the Lord. Anyway, I'm just wanting you to know, I will believe God's Word and not what? Now, do we like every speaker and everything every speaker says on the station? No. He don't like everything I say on the station. You don't like everything I say. But the bottom line is, I'm wrong sometimes, right? But God's Word isn't. Do you hear the difference? Say, are you there? Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of what? Departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, why it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So, I will believe God's Word, and I will not what? Doubt God's Word. That's number two. If you want to take it to another level with the Word of God. Number three. I know this ain't a jump up and down, hoop holler message. I understand that. But of all the messages I ever preached, this is the one that can take you to a higher level. If you'll grab on to it. Okay? I will keep God's Word. Say it with me. I will keep God's Word, not what? I'm going to keep it, man. This is what the Bible says. But it's not convenient for me anymore. You see. Because my old heart, my old sin nature wants to do something else. So you see, No, I don't. I'll keep God's Word, not depart from it. For it's impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good what? Say that again, the good what? Word of God and the powers of the world to come. If they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify themselves, the Son of God afresh, and put Him to an open what? Shame. Boy, this not doubting the Word of God, but keeping it and believing it, it's a big deal. I'll keep God's Word and not what? Depart from God's Word. Does the Bible say Jesus is the only way? Hey, did Jesus say that Himself? Amen. Yeah, but I got me a neighbor, and they believe different, and you know what I'm saying. And they're nice, and they make a great pie. And they're sweet as pie, and they're a lot better than a lot of Christians I know. Am I going to put Jesus to an open shame by adopting a false belief or letting my conscience and ever that enter into me and... No, that doesn't mean I can't be nice and love people, but I'm not going to change my views on the Bible because of a person. You hear me, yes or no? Sorry. Keep God's Word, not what? Can we say that? Keep God's Word, not what? Depart. A lot of churches build larger churches by departing from the Word. Sorry to give you that news today. This kind of message makes you uncomfortable because it's going to... But see, that's what we do in coaching. We make the players uncomfortable because we want to get them to another level. I like it sometimes when we get uncomfortable here because I want to push you to a better life. Are you listening? Say. I want you to be a better husband, better wife, better father, better mother. We've got several teachers in school here. I want you to be a better teacher, better friend, a better brother. Better sister. Amen? Say. Higher. Higher. That's the Word of God. You're worth it, man. Come on. Number four. Say it with me. I will love God's Word, not what? Oh, I never despise it, we say. I'll love God's Word, not despise it. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no sacrifice, no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses, what? Law, died without mercy under two or three witnesses. These are crazy verses in the Bible. Of how much more sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under foot the who? And hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that said, vengeance belongs unto me. I will recompense, says the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. Say that part with me right here. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Man, we quote that to other people. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Man, you know, don't you do it now. Vengeance is mine. Man, that verse is written to people like us. God says vengeance is going to be on us if we despise His Word. You listening? Well, I don't like that word, man. They just preach that word. I don't like that, man. No, no. Hell, fire, and brimstone. How many ever heard that before? I don't like that church because they preach what? I have people ask me every once in a while, you don't preach at hell, fire, and brimstone, do you? I go, exactly. We preach it hot. Amen. No, I don't spend all day on it, but it's in the Bible. Jesus talked more about hell than He did heaven. Yeah, but you know, He didn't mean it. Well, He sure talked about stuff a lot that He didn't mean. Amen. Say, come on. You can't pick and choose and despise this part. Y'all listening or not? Did I lose you? I'm not saying you have a big problem with this. I don't know your heart. Just trying to help you today. Keep looking. Number five, there's more of them? Here we go. Wow. Say that with me. It sounds like one of the other ones, but it's a little bit different. Say that with me. I will accept God's Word, not... Come on, let's just talk like a family. Can we do it? How many... You did something in your life. Don't mean you did it last night, but it could. You never know. But you knew it was wrong. You knew it was in the Word. But you did it anyway. Can I see your hand? My hand's up. How much better would your life be and my life be if when we know something's in the Word and it's right, or we know something in the Word that's wrong, and we lived our life like that? You think you'd have a better life, yes or no? It's called debt-free living, baby. Amen? Debt-free in your finances is good, but debt-free is also good in your living. When you know something is truth, you know something over here, you know, instead of not accepting it, you agree with it. Amen? This is God's love for you. He loves us like that. I thank the Lord that He gives us things that tells us, man, if you go down this path, I think Proverbs 7 is interesting. Proverbs 7, read it sometimes. Proverbs 7 talks about basically about a prostitute and about how she can play on a man's heart. Yes, almost a whole chapter. It's pretty vivid. I like the Bible. It's colorful. Pretty vivid. But it's in there because God knows the heart of a man. And there's a story right there that He can help us with some of our sinful tendencies. You understand or not? I like the Bible for that reason. God's out there to help us. He's not there to hurt us, guys. Amen? Say. All right. Have I read this? See that ye refuse not him that speaks. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaks from where? Heaven! Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with what? With what? Respect and honor. It is not a respectful thing to take God's word and say, yeah, but God, you lying. But we don't say that. We blame it. Yeah, but the Bible is written by a bunch of men. No, what you're saying is, if you're wrong and the men were right in what they did, you're calling God a liar. Are you listening or not? It's not reverence and godly fear. Verse 29, for our God is a what? these verses have to do with His Word. I mean, vengeance is mine. I'm a consuming fire. It sounds like God's pretty serious about His Word. Amen? Come on. Are we done? We're going to say them. Here we go. Are y'all ready? God's Word is our instruction. Here we go. Would you say them out loud today? And maybe it'll get inside of you. Here we go. Are you ready? Say it with me. Here we go. Come on. I will read God's Word, not disregard God's Word. Two, I will believe God's Word, not doubt God's Word. Three, I will keep God's Word, not depart from God's Word. Number four, I will love God's Word, not despise God's Word. Number five, I will accept God's Word, not disagree with God's Word. You know what was cool about the message today? Everybody can do it. I didn't push any of you too hard, team, where you can't do what we've asked of you today. Okay? Now let's go out and win. Amen? Let's push higher. Let's go further than we've ever gone before in our lives. Because we can. Nothing too hard. Amen? Y'all listening? Yes or no? Come on. Praise the Lord. Let's thank Him for the message from the Word of God today. That's Your Word, Lord. Praise the Lord. That's a good word for us. Come on.